We greet each of you in the name of Jesus Christ, that wonderful name. We want to welcome you to our service as corporately we worship him together. Brother Robert asked we read one verse, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians 3, verse 10. So if you want to turn to that a while. I asked Brother Robert how long it's been since he preached, and he said it's been 10 years. I didn't realize it was that long. I know when I was just a young one, Brother Robert was one of our regular preachers, and he also led singing a lot also. And I really appreciate Brother Robert, his teaching, his preaching, his singing, and his life, his example. So throughout this service, let's continue to pray that Brother Robert would have physical strength, but also pray that he would have a clear mind as God wants to use him to help worship today. So Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Why don't we could read this verse together? We're going to read together Philippians 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. In our Sunday school lesson, it was obvious that Simeon knew Jesus. Even though he had never saw him before, he had been promised that he was going to meet the Messiah. And when he came, when Jesus came in, the Spirit led him to know him, to take the child and lift him up. You see, when we know Jesus, we lift Jesus up. And so I want to encourage us, as we know Jesus, that we never put him down, that we're never ashamed of him, but that we're willing to lift up Jesus and know him in a personal way. Let's kneel for prayer.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more joy he bestows. Each day is like heaven. My heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Do you find that true in your life? I hope so. I guess you're probably looking for a Christmas message this morning. And I've been hearing some of the sermons have been leaning that way pretty much. And this one this morning is coming from Philippians chapter 3. I like Philippians. You know, you don't read much bad about Philippians. I think they really were trying to live the overcoming life there in that church. And that verse in verse 10, I don't know, it just struck me. One night I didn't sleep all night. I just stayed awake. I don't know why, but I didn't even get sleepy. I stayed awake all night. After a while, I got the Bible out, and Philippians 3:10 just stuck out to me, and I thought, I got to study on that verse a little. And I still don't have it all together. But I'd like to share what I know about this verse this morning. That I may know him. That's the title of the message. That I may know him. We all want to know him a little better, don't we? But the scripture says that I may know him. Not know him better, but that I may know him. So I'm wondering sometimes if we really know him. I'm hoping this morning that we're going to learn, that we're going to accept him more, and he's going to become more real in our lives. You know, I think about Jesus, there's a lot of names. We have about three names, each of us. Maybe a couple of us only have two, but most of us have three names. A first and a middle and a last name. But Jesus had a lot of names. And I'd just like to share with you a couple of those names. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, we could go on and on. There's a lot of names for Jesus, and a lot of them have different meanings. A lot of them are going to be different. I wanted to tell you right away at the start that this is going to be a pretty simple sermon, so you're going to find it's not going to be very complex, but it's going to be easy. And I often think about the little ones, the children. Sitting back there in the services, looking around a little bit, I guess I shouldn't look around so much, but I notice the little ones, some of them are listening. They're listening to the preacher. Oh, sure, they have their fun, they're doing different things. But a lot of them are listening to the preacher. And I think sometimes we have our sermons need to be low enough that the little ones can grasp it, that they can get a hold of what Jesus is, what he is to each of us, and what he means. Yeah, he is our... He's a lot of things to us. And I'd like to just look at a couple of the things that he is to us this morning. He's our Redeemer. What's a Redeemer do? Well, he frees us from sin. Our Redeemer. He's our substitute. He's the one that will take away all our sins if we let him. And also, he's our Savior. What does that mean? He's our Savior. He's going to always be my Savior. Is he going to be yours? Saved us from sin. Saved us from the horrors of hell and all that pertains to it. We could talk about that a while this morning, but we're going to talk about the Lord Jesus. He suffered and he died on Calvary. He carried the cross that bore my name. My name. How about yours? That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Well, we're not going to quite get that far yet. We're still on the first part, that I might know him. And I thought he's my Redeemer and he's my Savior. He's my rock. And he's my beginning and my ending. And we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. I was at my sister got up a bus trip some years ago. Some of the people that are here in this congregation were along, and we took that bus trip out west. And one of the places we stopped was the Garden of the Gods, it was called. I'm trying to think of the state now. Can't even think of the state that it's in. But anyhow, it was the Garden of the Gods. I don't like that name so good, but that's what they called it. It was a big garden there of all rock formations. And in the midst of this garden was a big rock. I'd say it weighed a couple ton. But that rock was called the Balanced Rock. And I thought, I'm going to push that rock a little bit. I want to see if it'll move, if I can move it. But praise the Lord, it didn't move. I did try it, but it didn't move. It stayed there. A terrific rock. The Balanced Rock, it was called. And I thought of another rock. While I was thinking of that one, I thought of another rock. The rock Christ Jesus. About that rock. I'm good at forgetting. I think it's getting better all the time. I have some of these things wrote down here and I can't even find them. But I was thinking about that rock, the Rock of Ages. Oh my. Maybe I'll find it. Well, while I'm thinking about that, I'm going to think about something else. I'm going to think about the Amazing Grace. I often think about that song. You know, it's going to be a song that'll stand as long as grace stands. We're going to have that song. It's just a special song to many people, and it is to me even. Amazing Grace, and I don't know, but I just sometimes feel like John Newton. Do you? That saved a wretch like me. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Maybe we didn't get into sin like John Newton did, and I'm sorry that happened. I don't like that he had to go through so much sin before he got saved. I just hope that it doesn't happen here, that we realize before it's so far down the road that we need Jesus. I don't care, you know, if we don't have a life that's terrible like John Newton did, and that's a story, that's a great hymn story there, and I'm not going to tell that this morning. I'd like to, but I don't want to take that time. Amazing Grace. You know, people... John Newton finally got saved. And you know what? He became a preacher. He preserved the life that he tried to destroy years ago. But his life was changed. It's just like when the Lord got a hold of Saul. I often think about that too. You know, in Acts chapter 9 tells about the conversion of Saul, how he was trying to destroy the Christians everywhere, taking them to jail and getting some of them put to death, the Bible says. And he met Jesus on that Damascus road. But you know what? He left there a changed person. When the Lord got a hold of him, when he gets a hold of us, makes a change, doesn't it? And that's what happened to Saul. What do you want me to do, Lord? That was his words. God got a hold of him. He said, "Why are you preaching against me all the time?" And that's what we saw. He was trying to destroy the church and what it stood for. But after that, he was blind, and you know what, he was led into the town of Damascus. And it was 3 days before he got an eyesight back. I often think about him because I can only see out of one eye anymore. I'm blind in the one eye too. And they say it was because of a stroke I had that this happened. But you know what? I often think of the scripture, or not the scripture, the song. I hope that'll come to me. I don't want to forget that. Whatever my lot, the songwriter said, that was, can't think of his name. Can somebody help me out on that? The name of the person that wrote "It Is Well With My Soul." Spafford. Okay, it was Mr. I always say Mr. Spafford. The one place he says, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say. Whatever my lot, no matter where I'm at, no matter if I have to do a lot of suffering, if I get through life with hardly anything going wrong." But he did say, "Whatever my lot, you have taught me to say." You know, sometimes we have to learn that. It just don't come easy. "But it is well with my soul." That's what counts, isn't it? It's well with our soul. "I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." John Newton finally got the life that he should have had years ago. I didn't have no favorite song. I like them. I love singing, and so it's a lot of songs that are favorites to me. And so I thought, well, I ought to have a favorite. So I really studied the songs, and I got a favorite. And you'll probably think I'm funny, getting a song like this for. But it's Spafford's song. It's Spafford's song. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when everything's going real good, but then the sea billows roll, things start getting rough. Whatever my lot has taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And he says, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, all of it, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more." Praise the Lord, O my soul. That's my song this morning. If you wonder if I have a favorite, that's it. It's in the black hymnal. It's an old, old hymn. And I love it. You know, Jesus took time to go to the mountains to pray. Take time to pray. What are we looking at? that I may know him. Do we know him like we should? Is he real to me? Is he real to you? And do you care? That I might know him. You know, some of the hymns that we have have terrific stories behind them. But there's some of the songs we sing, it's hardly anything in the background. They were just written. I remember one song that Fanny Crosby wrote because her composer was going to be gone in a half an hour. And she had half an hour to write this song. But it don't have a big message with it. Some songs have terrific messages. I could name a couple of that. What if Rem Bevan Jesus has a story behind it? It's different ones to do. Yeah. Revelation 1. Blessed is he that readeth of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace. From he which was and is to come. That's part of this verse, part of this chapter. But a lot of it in this chapter is that about Jesus being the first and the last, and he's going to be the first and the last of our lives too. I often think about that. He's going to be the first and the last of our lives here. You know, when my wife were, I don't know if you want a quarter dating, when my wife and I were doing that, we learned to know each other a little better. The more we got together, the more you get together with your sweetheart, the more you're gonna learn to know them, right? We're gonna learn to know them, and that's what I did with my wife. And she said, "She'll marry me." I said, "I believe we could, if we get married, we can share together. We're gonna learn a lot about each other." That I might know him. You know how to get to know him better? Spend more time in the Word. Spend more time talking to him. You know, maybe I wasn't at that place exactly either years ago. I thought I didn't have the time to do that. But since I'm older, I just love to take time and worship with him, even sitting in my living room chair. When we were going together, she said she'd marry me, but she said, "I have one request. Had you asked my dad?" He was out milking the cows one night. He had a little dairy herd milking by hand. But I went out and talked to him. He gave me a yes. I'm sure glad he did. How can I get to know him? Spending more time. And that's the way it was with Dorothy. The more time I spent with her, the more we got to know each other. And so we got to know each other and thought getting married would really be good for us to get to know each other better. So we did. We did. We got married. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. What does that mean? What's the power of his resurrection anyhow? Well, I'll tell you what the power of the resurrection is. To me, probably it might be different to you. I don't know. I don't know what how that would be with you. But with me, to know him better, my sin. Oh, Lord, haste the day when our face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall sound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, even so, praise the Lord. It made me think of another song. Like I told you, I just love song. I love singing. And I'm glad that a stroke didn't affect my singing. I just still love to sing, and I'll take time to sing as long as I live. I just love singing. Oh Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight. And then it says, this is a children's song, and I like it. I don't care if it's a children's song or who. I'd like to hear him sing it. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. As long as I'm living, as long as you're living, he's going to work on us. To make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars. The sun and the earth, and I don't know if I have all that all right, but the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. Yeah, he's still working on us. As long as we're in this life, he's going to have to work on us. To keep us on the right track. Because we have a tendency to go astray, don't we? It's in our heart. It's born in us. And we have to work at living for him. And the one song says, to be a Christian, it's not an easy road. Maybe it isn't. But I'll tell you, it's the best road. Don't choose another one. And there's another song I'm going to share with you. And I don't know, maybe it won't mean much to you. I'd rather be in a cold, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to be in this world in a house of gold and deny my Lord and lose my soul. That I might know him. How are we going to know him better? Well, I have a couple ways here that might know him. You know, many hymns are going to tell us, are going to show us the Lord, and we're going to draw closer to him through the hymns that are sung. I know that happens still. Listen closely to the sermons that are preached. You know, sometimes our minds are wandering. We think about other things. We're not with the preacher. Another thing is, remember, it's for me, not for somebody else. It's for me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. He's our Messiah. He's our Shepherd. He's our door. He's our Redeemer. He's our Rock. And he's the beginning and the end. Do you know the power of the resurrection? We are going to all rise. This is what it means to me. Maybe you have some better things in your mind about this. There's power in the blood. Power to save. Power to restore. You want to be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood. Being made conformable unto his death. That was puzzling to me. I might be a little yet. Being made conformable unto his death. It was, you'll find it in the black hymnal, it was for you and me. It was for us that he gave his life on that terrible Calvary. I wanted to tell you this at the start and I forgot it. I don't know how many of you know it. Maybe not many know this song. But that's what we're going to close with. I'm hoping that enough know it. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story of most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and good tidings to earth. Tell of the cross. Tell of the cross where they nailed him. Writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the cross where they laid him, where they nailed him. Writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he lives again. Stay. Let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. Let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. I want to see your hands. How many know that song? I believe enough of us know we could sing it. I'd like to sing that in closing. If you don't know that, you know the chorus, I'm sure. Tell me the story of Jesus. tell how the angels in chorus sing as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. What better Christmas songs than that? There are none. Let's sing it together. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story of Jesus, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the angels in chorus sing as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. We must pray. I want to just read these words and you can sing them. I know you know them already. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Listen. Clearer than ever I see him. Stay, let me weep while you pray. Love paid the ransom for me. I missed some of it. Anyhow, the second verse. Tell of the cross where he nailed me, writhing in anguish and this morning that you probably never heard before. And you can fuss me afterwards if you want to straighten me out. But I want to tell this to the young people. So a lot of times the young people, I think that the sermons are deeper than they can think. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. They are than me even. I don't have a big education. But anyhow, I want to tell a little story to all you teenage children. The bigger people can listen if you want to. But I want to tell this to the little ones, to the young people. One night, my wife and I funded or not. Anyhow, maybe I can say it without. My wife and I made an agreement between us. 12 o'clock was late enough. I don't care how long you stay when you're courting or dating. My wife and I, 12 o'clock, we left. I left for home every night, unless a couple nights we went to Lancaster to the McCaskey High School. They had a lot of quartets singing then. A lot of quartets singing, and we'd go sometimes to hear them. And then it would get past 12. But normally, I would leave at 12 or before even and go home. One night, I went out to go, got in the car, started it up, put it in park and drive, and put a little gas on, and it did not, it just stood there and spun. It didn't move. You know what was wrong? Do you young people know what was wrong? You do. What was wrong? Well, they don't want to talk. Anyhow, she had two brothers, and they were didn't have girlfriends, but Dorothy did have a boyfriend, and I went out to go home. Well, here they had jacked the car up in the back. Back then, cars drove in the back. The back end is. And I went to go and it didn't go. It just sat there and spinned. I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to fit that in here with this sermon. But I thought, yeah, I had to share this with the young people. So if any of you girls are going to have boyfriends, I knew of another boy that had to played a trick on his sister. So that happens sometimes. So you can look for it if you're going to have any friends. Well, everybody's quiet about that. I guess you didn't like that, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know how I got the back end went down. If it just fell down or if the boys helped me to put it down, I don't remember that. It's been many years ago. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for not running out when I was talking. I expected some people to go home and maybe get tired of it, but you stayed. And thank you for it.
It's amazing to me. I wrote a lot of thoughts down. You got them the same as I did. You know what impressed me? He's saying how God's still working on him. You know, and I think it's evident that the story of Jesus is written in our brother's heart.